Right now joining us with the Dow Flat is Jack Fitzpatrick. He's in Washington with Bloomberg Government. We're going to talk on any number of topics. I've been remiss this morning, Jack, in not talking about the differential of greeting of a gentleman from Kyiv now versus a year ago. Boy, have things changed in a year.
Yeah, the politics have definitely changed. I will say, you know, speaking to senators late yesterday evening about their expectations, even the Republican senators who are blocking further aid to Ukraine until they get a U.S.-Mexico border measure that they want, they expect a good speech from Zelensky. They said they expect him to make a compelling case for further aid. There are plenty of Republicans in the Senate who are very supportive of Zelensky, but the issue has shifted politically so that they do not have any qualms holding this up until they get the unrelated U.S.-Mexico asylum measures.
It's not equivalent. Come on, it's not equivalent to December 8th, 1941. But in our modern history of military events abroad where we're directly or indirectly involved, when did we start linking policies together to fund budgets for military?
This is unusual. I'm racking my brain for a good example of something that has gone this way, but this really is a pretty unusual case of a major funding issue that does still have a lot of support, even though there's growing skepticism on the Republican side, being linked to a very unrelated, different legislative topic. Off the top of my head, I can't think of a lot of examples. Usually when there is an emergency funding request from the White House, it is either going to succeed or fail more or less in its own right. Different things get packaged together, but it's usually not held up by something quite as unrelated and quite as politically sticky as the border negotiations that they're having here in the Senate.
Hey, Jack, I'm just putting myself in a senator's shoes, and if Mr. Zelensky comes into my office, you know, wearing his fatigues, asking for money to go fight Putin, I can't imagine coming up with an argument saying no. Is there anything that President Zelensky can say about Is he trying to get senators to decouple aid to Ukraine from the border, or is he not venturing into that kind of politics?
I don't know exactly if he's going to address this in this address to senators. He is expected to make a forceful case for why the aid is needed and to emphasize that. I will say even very supportive Republican senators of Ukraine are comfortable saying the politics don't work now unless we get a border measure. Wow. Lindsey Graham, of all people, who has been very vocally supportive of Ukraine, has said repeatedly it can't happen unless we do something on our border.
In my experience is we haven't done much stuff on our border. How close are we to doing something on our border?
The talks are not going very well. The tricky issue is not only border security funding or something like that, but really a conversation about changing asylum laws to let fewer people over, and also things like having people wait in a third country or not allowing asylum if they pass through a different country where they could have sought asylum and declined to do so. It's some tricky policy issues. Much more complex than back a few years ago when they were talking about dollar figures for how much to spend on fencing. So they have not ruled out the possibility of a deal, but it is not going well lately.
Jack, do we know from President Zelensky kind of the real timing of his need, the need of Ukraine? Do they need the funding, the weapons now? Did they need them 6 months ago? Did they need them in 6 months? What's the real critical timing? Do we know that?
It's a complex question, and some senators on the Republican side are not happy with the number of answers they've gotten from the White House, so he may be pressed if he takes questions. The White House has said that their ability to send further aid to Ukraine will end at the end of the calendar year, and they need to do something in the next couple of weeks. James Lankford, who's one of the key negotiators, has said he's not really satisfied with the level of detail on that. There are analysts who have pointed out it's not really high fighting season right now. There may be a delayed reaction if aid gets cut off. So he may make the case on some more details as he speaks to senators right now. But that is an area where Republicans in particular say the White House has not told them enough about why they've set this deadline and what it really needs.
Jack, thank you so much. Jack Fitzpatrick with us with Bloomberg government.